Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are down in Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome to Las Vegas for the last time in 2018. Today you'll hear a very special Your Vegas Insider segment with Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. In fact, it's so special that you'll hear it first up as Scott shares a secret that most folks are not aware of, a big feud among one of the most popular acts in Las Vegas. Next, you'll meet a great jazz vocalist that's done it all. Her name is Lisa Gay, and she has some wonderful stories to share about her career, and also some talk about her latest passion, the legacy of Liberace in Las Vegas. And you'll hear from our regulars, Edio the Wine Guy, talking about what to drink on New Year's Eve, and he might surprise you. On Luxury Living Vegas Style, Gady Medrano of Flipping Vegas discusses what it takes to make it as a realtor. And Brett Maley of Pawn Stars discusses how to choose a gallery when you decide to purchase fine art. No, this is not National Enquirer, but we do have a scoop that you will only hear here. And it's fascinating, and it involves Las Vegas, of course, Donnie and Marie. So, Scott, with that, Donnie and Marie are not the happy, of course, they're not a couple. We know brother and sister, but there's always been this image like they get along to the point where it's almost sickeningly sweet. That isn't the case. So I was fascinated. Tell us, please.
Well, it is not well known, and I think that's because it's a little sad, and I don't think people really want to know. But Donnie and Marie have, for a number of years, had a serious, serious feud going on. So it is evidenced in a lot of different ways. A lot of people think that it happened as a result of her show, a TV show being canceled. But apparently she lashed out at Donnie. There were some business dealings that also soured the relationship. If you go to their show, it's called the Donnie and Marie Show with an ampersand, you would think that it's a joint performance because people have these memories of these young, smiley, Mormon, you know, like just happy people. Yeah. Yes, the TV show. But ultimately in their show, they maybe perform three songs together, and that is the reality of the rift between them. They have to do a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. That's required. But for the most part, they perform their own songs separately. It's also evidenced in their meet and greets. You pay a premium to actually meet Donnie and Marie. You cannot have a photo with Donnie and Marie. You can have a photo with Marie. You can have a photo with Donnie. You can't have a photo with both. So it's this kind of, you know, obviously it's not to the benefit of the hotel to have this publicized. It's not really to their benefit to have this publicized, but it's a long acknowledged rumor that they really do not get along. They rarely speak when they're not on stage. They communicate through their representatives. They do you know, quite a few photo ops. They'll do TV appearances, but beyond that, they have no real interaction. Kind of sad. They're, for the longest time, they've been kind of like they're America's sweethearts, and a lot of people still view them that way, even though they're in their 50s, possibly later. But it's an interesting aspect of Vegas. They generate so much money from this show. There's no way they can stop, even though they've announced they will end their residency. They have both said separately that it pays to keep the machine going, and so they're going to do it as long as they can do it. But on stage, it's very pleasing to see them entertain. Donnie, very affable fellow. She sings. Lately, she's added some operatic elements to the show. But it's best to think of them as individual performers who occasionally and rarely perform together.
Well, and I think what's interesting for people is we're not saying don't go see the show, and I know a lot of people that have gone really enjoy it, but it has to be fascinating now knowing that when you watch it, you say you can really see it once you understand that.
Yep. If you know that background, I love the show. It's funny. Donnie's sense of humor is very self-deprecating. One of the best things about the show is how they go after each other. They kind of poke at each other. It's sibling rivalry. And I don't know that it ruins the show knowing that those barbs are real. Like, that animosity is actually real between them. And some of their comments are kind of biting, and they're hysterical. But once you know the background, it really changes the way you see the show. And once you're watching for, hey, how often are Donnie and Marie actually performing together, it really changes your view of the show. And you kind of understand it's still enjoyable, still funny. He is generally likable. I have a different opinion about her just because she seems to be the impetus for some of the animosity between them. She's a lot more controlling as well. She absolutely will not let anyone take her photo without it being worked over by a Photoshop artist. She has a person who does Photoshop for her.
Yeah, that's sort of fascinating because I think a lot of people that know her from these Nutrisystem ads. And, you know, she looks great, you know, particularly when you realize, you know, she's been around a little bit and so forth. And I think it's just funny that, you know, we learn these little things and yet they can come on with a completely different personality and nobody would know that.
It's true. And I don't know that I don't think it enhances one's enjoyment of the entertainment value. So I don't tend to talk about it a lot. I did a story on my blog some time ago, and it comes up as the search result for Donnie and Marie feud, and it's been substantiated in other publications as well following that, but kind of sad a little bit, but I think it's fun to kind of look behind the scenes and learn about, you know, these are human beings. Sibling rivalry is always going to be a thing. It always has been. So I say go enjoy the jokes, enjoy the music. Donnie has legitimate hits that he has had on his own, and they both are very talented entertainers and have been on the scene for years and years and years. Very successful show here in Vegas. So I say go and have fun, and don't get freaked out that they don't really like each other that much.
Well, and this isn't the first time we've seen that. I mean, Sonny and Cher, when Sonny was still alive, of course, they had their issues. Ike and Tina Turner had some really bad issues. And, you know, so I guess it's one of those things, you know, not everybody's like Steve and Edie, where they generally on and off really seem to enjoy themselves.
Yeah, I think they, and Donnie and Marie especially, they understand the value of the perception of them being, you know, that pair of there's a sweetness there, especially because they, you know, the Osmonds were this kind of an American icon of togetherness and family, and for better or worse, it is a kind of a fabrication. So does it ruin your enjoyment of the show? I don't think it has to, but there's a reality check that I think is beneficial, and realizing that's not the reality. I mean, they are intertwined because of the financial benefits to each of them, and they've gone off and pursued their own things, but in terms of the Vegas aspect of it and the Vegas show, it is a moneymaker for them, and they make a lot of money for both the Flamingo and for themselves. So I don't know. That's kind of a buzzkill in a way, the Donnie and Marie buzzkill. But I think it's worth knowing. And for me, it's fun because not a lot of people know it. So I get to say it's an exclusive.
Make sure to check out Scott's blog, VitalVegas.com, every day for updates on the ever-changing news of Las Vegas. If you're like me, you're probably thinking about buying champagne to celebrate New Year's Eve. But it turns out Eddie O, America's first master sommelier, has some other ideas. New Year's, okay? Everybody thinks champagne. What are your thoughts for New Year's Eve ringing in the new year?
Yeah, everybody thinks champagne and New Year's, and I'll tell you what I think about that. You should definitely use sparkling wine because that's what people expect. I don't really recommend that you use champagne. Champagne meaning the real stuff from Champagne, the town in France. Why? It's very expensive. That's okay, except that most people at New Year's are going ballistic by the time they crack the bottle, and everybody's hooting and hollering and maybe shaking it, spilling it around. So you want to drink stuff that's $20 or less, you know, maybe even 10. So what do you get? You get from Spain, you get something called Cava, C-A-V-A. From Italy, you've got Prosecco. From Germany, you've got something called Sekt, S-E-K-T. From Italy, you've got Franciacorta. What I'm just saying is you go to your store and have a goal for yourself. I'm not spending more than $22 on a bottle of sparkling wine because people are just in a celebratory feeling, but they're not tasting, they're drinking. So don't open an expensive wine at midnight. You're crazy.
Eddie O will be back again next week with a look at how you can become a sommelier and then some.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas, the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
When you visit Las Vegas, you know there are great acts depending on what you like. If you like rock, if you like country, if you like jazz, I have got a cool place to hang out. It's the Dispensary Jazz Lounge over on Tropicana and Eastern. Saturday night starts at 10 o'clock. Goes to 2, maybe 3, maybe 4. And one of the great voices you're going to hear there is Lisa Gay, who's with us today. One of the really fantastic jazz stars that live here in Las Vegas. This is one of those things you got to come out and see when you're here. It's just a, and she's done everything. So I want to talk to her about all this. She's been around for a while singing the great stuff. And Lisa, first of all, let's start with your album that's just out now, a Christmas album called Favorite Things, and it's a great collection. What got you to put this thing together? I mean, there's just some great songs there, and you brought all the best with you.
Well, you know, my husband, Tony Drake, guitarist Tony Drake, who has 54 years in the music business and has recorded so many hits and things, that he's his own story. He's his own interview. But myself, him, and also Greg Cook, and our musical director at that time, and also Mark Cargill, our concert violinist and jazz violinist and producer director, he said it would be so cool. We just kind of, you know, sat back, you know, had a cup of coffee and said, let's do Christmas, but let's do Christmas with a twist. Let's do Christmas so that you could actually listen to it all year long, if that's what you wanted to,
right?
Because it wasn't the typical. We didn't want to be like the typical. We wanted to have a little bit of soul to it, because we're also classic soul as well. As the line used to say, like Tony used to say, when he and David T. Walker were asked the question, "Oh, you guys are great jazz players," and they said, "No, we're R&B players. We just know how to play jazz." It was always the answer. So
well,
that's
and
we
your
did.
Music blends mm-hmm. jazz and the classic mm-hmm. soul, the great mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. Has that been just kind of fun? I mean, you strike me as somebody who loves this and gets into it and can do almost anything. You'll take a challenge.
Well, you know, coming from Los Angeles, I was born and raised in Los Angeles, and of course, Los Angeles was such a ebb because of all the record companies, and of course, Tony was with A&M, and I would later on was with A&M as well as a studio background singer with them. But it even dated back, going back to my parents' time, Central Avenue. Where the jazz and everything else was the top, because of course segregation was in full play even in Los Angeles, and you even had your Shriners and your Eastern Stars and all the rest of that. But even when Count Basie, his band, or Duke Ellington, it doesn't matter who would come, there would be no place to stay. So they eventually had places like the Club Alabama and the Club Dunbar, or if you will, Hotel Dunbar is where all the musicians stayed. So it could be like on a Saturday night, and you could have Lena Horne, and you could have any of the greats from Ella, Sarah, all of them, even Billie Holiday, to actually walk in, and they would just sit down in chairs, and they would take turns singing. And my mother, who was going to UCLA at that time, would sit up with my soon-to-be her husband, eventually my dad, and they would actually go and listen to all of that.
Well, you have been compared to Ella Fitzgerald, which is one of my all-time favorite singers. It's just incredible. And Sarah Vaughan. And it makes sense to me, because what you're saying is it's kind of what you grew up with, and be able to sit there and just drink all that in.
Exactly.
I mean, what better education can you have?
Exactly. And you see, and after the war, all of that came over into the West Side when everybody started moving to the West Side. So your places like the Memory Lanes and your Pied Pipers, where little Esther Phillips used to do her live recordings all the time. And, of course, the Parisian Room, which was up on Washington and La Brea. And any time you could go and see Nancy Wilson or Etta James, who Tony also recorded and played with, and Joe Williams, who we actually, when I had my girl group, actually opened for.
Wow.
Which was really kind of crazy. But, you know, we were on a caravan, and they said, well, do you want these three girls? He said, absolutely. And he came down, sat right in front of us, and crossed his legs and followed right along with us. But all the greats always played in the city.
It's
so you
fantastic.
Could see him any other time.
Yeah.
We had all these places beside Hollywood, which you had the Troubadour and the Roxy and all that other stuff that came on later on. Mm-hmm. And we had clubs up and down. So 6 nights a week, you could see anybody. And most of the bands back there were either 7 to 10 pieces
now
in the clubs.
Wow. Now, you did actually like backup singing, didn't you, and jingles and all that kind of thing?
I did do that. And that was coming out, you know, I have a background coming out of when we talk about choir and madrigals and concert choir and all the rest of that. So in coming along and coming on board to different sessions and different things like that, eventually, to make a long story short, I met Betty T, who was a partner with Richard T. And Richard T, of course, is one of the greatest. Well, let's put it this way. He made the Fender Rhodes. They have Fender Rhodes patches behind Richard T. from New York out of the Stuff Band. And, of course, the Stuff Band then was with Richie and Steve Gadd and Cornell Dupree and Eric Gale and, you know, Gordon. It just kind of just moved and grooved right along, you know. So moving and grooving from all of that, it just was. And it was so enriching, but I got into the mix. So eventually I started doing background at A&M Records, and my first one was with Chuck Rainey, and it was a hand clapping session. It was called the Chuck Rainey Coalition at A&M Records. I was over the moon.
Oh, wow.
I got to the session first with my car. I said, here I am. From that point on, that's when I moved and grooved along.
You'll hear more from Lisa Gay in just a moment. Time now for Luxury Living Vegas Style with Katie Medrano, star of Flipping Vegas, which is seen on the DIY Network. Check your local listings. So if somebody wants to get a real estate license now, what kind of things are you looking for? Because it's not for everybody. I mean, people sit there and see what you do. They go, oh, she's making all this money. It's a lot more work, and it takes a lot more time than what they think. So is that something, like, before they decide they want to jump into this, what sort of things should they check off their list?
Well, it's not for everybody, and it's one of those things that it is easy to, or in my opinion, it is rather easy to get a license. However, the percentage of people that are active, working, successful agents, that their license drops after the first 2 years, that number, that percentage is, I believe last time I checked, is over half. So that should tell you the level of difficulty with, in terms of being able to get your license and being able to maintain a successful business. So keep that in mind, because maintaining a successful real estate business don't think because you can get your license easily that correlates into a successful real estate business. It doesn't. So a lot of people just aren't successful, and it drops in the first 2 years. So those numbers are still accurate, and they've never really changed. But what I would tell you is make sure your motivation is in line. Make sure you talk to mentors. Make sure you have support. And this is, don't take it lightly. Some people see it as it's just a transactional type of situation, but a home is about, for what is it, 78% of Americans, it's the biggest purchase they're ever going to make, ever. So you have to treat it as such, and treating it casually will, one, potentially get you in trouble, you know, and two, if you treat it casually, you just won't ever have a successful business.
You can find out more about Gady at GadyRealEstate.com. That's spelled G-A-D-Y. More with Lisa Gay in just a few moments. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manji, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
You love your car, and so does Car Checks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with Car Checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Lisa Gay, longtime jazz legend that can be heard Saturdays at the Dispensary Jazz Club in Las Vegas. And A&M Records is a big deal. I mean, it was particularly back in the day. And then I see, you know, you hit the road, and to give an idea of some of your versatility, you went out with Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis, who came from the Fifth Dimension, of course, kind of smooth soul. Yeah. Then you turn around and do Joe Cocker, which I love, but how do you do that?
Oh, it's,
tell me.
You know what? Because especially in Los Angeles, and my parents, I have to put them down too into this definitely, is because we were brought up with all kinds of music. I played cello for 4 years in elementary school, and guitar and ukulele, and also singing and bells and all, because that's what we did. I mean, the arts, which of course is not what it used to be now, but the arts were so heavy. And especially, you know, coming up in the Crenshaw District back when I came, everybody was doing something.
But do you think we miss that, really, in terms of the musical world? Because, again, all this roundabout talent, you could step in and you're willing to take on anything. You think now we've kind of got too specialized and so forth, where there aren't people doing that?
Well, a lot of things that happened. One, the clubs all went away. That was your practice. That was your practice point, because you got to watch the best. Who eventually everybody either went out and became superstars or whatever case may be. You either watched the best, you could either sometimes even sit in with the best, and you know, you learn so much. You learn so much until you could become your own voice, so to speak. And like you were talking about the versatilities and all the rest of that. But if you look back at all of the different concerts and everything else that used to happen back 60s, 70s, it was always a whole variety of different artists that would be on a bill. You know, like Tony would go out, he could go out with Cheech and Chong, and then the same, you could have Sly and the Family Stone, but then they would be with Mary Clayton, and they're opening for the Rolling Stones because she had just finished doing the Gimme Shelter piece, and you know, so forth and so on and so on. So it was just such a delight to have all those different musical touches. That's what
right.
I like to say.
And you had a place to be bad, too, right? You know, where you could go out, and if you make mistakes, you hit it the
exactly.
next day.
Exactly. And you learn. And then we had contests, too. You know, there were a lot of contests when we were coming up with the club time, and the contest, you would win a gig. You would truly win a whole weekend gig if you won some of the different talent contests. So
well,
they made it.
Thing.
Yeah, it was a big thing. They made it. I mean, we were dressed and all that. It made a big thing. But in doing the background work, I was able to get with that. And then one thing led to another. And again, helping with the influence of Richie and Betty and all them, they also really kind of helped open up a lot of doors as well. And from that point on, actually, even before Marilyn Billy, I was with Letta and Bulu. And at the time, Letta was the one who sang the song that was talked about going home on the Roots album with Quincy Jones.
Wow.
So Letta at the time was being produced by Herb Alpert. And that's who I went out with first.
Oh, yeah.
At A&M.
He was the kind of the person at A&M, right?
Both of them, the two of them that were over there at the time. And he and they were so kind and so nice. Mm-hmm. And everybody was, A&M was like a college, going through UNLV or whatever. Everybody was just cool, and they were helpful. And you never knew who you saw. You turn the corner and you'd run into George Harrison because he's, going to see somebody or going to... Yeah. Do something or whatever. It was that, but it was that relaxed type of atmosphere that it was. It was amazing.
And some of that really cool jazz and so forth, and some of the early roots of R&B. you know, you mentioned the Rolling Stones before. I mean, they came in, they pick up this stuff, right?
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
And integrate it into their music, which makes them the powerhouses they are.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's so many different artists who give their whole careers, you know, going back, you know, when they heard Sam Cooke and Otis Redding and all the rest of them. And we had a place called the California Club that my husband was the head of the band at the time. And one of his bandmates that came in and he used to help to get work for was Jimi Hendrix.
Oh.
Jimmy came down from Seattle before he became the Jimi Hendrix that we know today. Because they were all playing with Little Richard and so forth and so on. Because Little Richard, Ray Charles, and another gentleman who worked in the post office had their own studios. At
really?
The time. Oh, and Ike and Tina Turner. Ike and Tina Turner had their studio on La Brea. I forgot. Don't want to miss them, too. So, you know, Los Angeles was cooking with gas.
Yeah, it sure was. So what brought you out to Las Vegas?
Well, 2008, we had a nine-piece band. We were doing all sorts of things. And then after that, it crashed. Nobody had any money to rehire nine pieces to do anything at that time. And Tony and I wanted just a change anyway, because Los Angeles was changing. It was too crowded. I love home, but it's too crowded, and it's the smog and this and that and the other. I mean, it's still home, but we would never thought we would come to the Vegas either, because you know, we were working here. I was like, I'll never live in Vegas. And, you know, being here 14 days at a time, like with Marilyn Billy at the Sands and the Aladdin, all that was great. But we came back and to reinvent ourselves, and that's what we did. We came here to reinvent ourselves, and we had a two-year, almost two-and-a-half-year residency at the Alexis Park, which we created that with a gentleman by the name of James Junkins, who became the hotel manager. And he heard our CD, Watch What Happens, liked it, and said, now that's the kind of music would be kind of cool to do. And we created that whole spot to the point where we were even able to bring in a really great concert on 4th of July, that rain. John, you remember that? 4th of July, that rain. But it was with Jeff Lorber and Gabriel Mark Hasselbach and Ron Powell, who's with Kenny G. And just, we had a whole barrage full. And Jeff was just fantastic. He came, and Tony and all them backed him. And it was just a great, great experience. You know, it was fun. It was a fun. We called it Friday Night Live that eventually went into having a Saturday night event with all of the, we had all the Latin music thing that was going on. And that was with my wonderful friend Rick, who was just fantastic. Rick Arroyo, who brought his group in, and they used to just kill it on Saturday nights. Everybody's dancing and doing all that. It was great.
But you guys, I mean, it's not just talent. People are listening to you and go, wow, this person's happy. You've really had a great life, haven't you? I mean, when
I've
you look
at it. Life. I have a great life. I've had a lot of loss, but but my parents were so insightful, and my grandparents. In my grandfather's favorite saying was, never be afraid to live. And I stick to that to this day, and my parents are always in my ears and my shoulders and everything else. And as time moved along and had to move them along and taking care of them and understanding what this and that was and seeing what life was about and working now.
Yeah.
We're working. We're doing all that. It made me stronger for what was to come. So as Tony and I moved around here and did so many things here, and we continued to and had a great time, working with so many different people. Kelly, of course, Kelly Clinton was one of them who we hooked up with, and Woody Woods, and there were so many people who were so gracious to bring us into their fold.
More with Lisa Gay in a moment. Up now, Brett Maley of Pawn Stars presents the Vegas Art Minute. I know you say it's kind of like buying a used car. You want to buy it from some place that's going to stand behind what they have, know what they've got, not cheat you, work with you, and so forth, because there are charlatans out there, just like any other thing. What should they be looking for before they pick that, you know, gallery and so forth to work with?
Well, I think the first thing they need to do is do their research to vet the entity. I mean, for example, just speaking to Art Encounter, my company, we've been in business 26 years. We've got an impeccable track record. We've dealt with everything from, you know, Renaissance art all the way through to contemporary decorative works. So you want to make sure who you're buying from is reputable. And again, if you have questions about that, as you mentioned, Stephen, if you can reach out to somebody, be it a certified appraiser or a dealer who is known, to maybe help you answer some of those questions. I try to keep a real nice long list of sources that I've come to trust through my 26 years in the business that I can refer people. Here's an auction house that's, you know, good, or here's a dealer that's good. So even if you're not here locally, you can always call Art Encounter and we can try to steer you in the right direction.
Don't forget to check out Art Encounter on your next visit to Las Vegas, and you can do it the exclusive way by getting a hold of Brett and his people and setting up the executive VIP limousine service. These are for out-of-town clients. You can make Art Encounter part of your vacation with a complimentary executive VIP limousine service for the out-of-town guests. All you do is call 800-395-2996 to schedule your visit. That's 800-395-2996. More with Lisa Gay in a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, nationwide on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, two blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas, the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you.
And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Lisa Gay, jazz singer and a keeper of the Liberace legacy in Vegas. There's two things in particular that you're doing that I find interesting. One is these tours over at, and I had heard a little about it, but again, people want to know as they come to visit Michael Jackson's place, which has a big history. Tell us a little about that, if you would.
Michael Jackson. Well, Michael Jackson revolves around Liberace. And Liberace, of course, was one of the greatest, if not one of the greatest entertainers in Las Vegas. Started his residency at the Riviera for $50,000 at the time. He was selling out concerts in Carnegie Hall and everywhere else by over 100,000 people, you know, when he's like 19 and 20 and all the yeah. rest of that. But, you know, Liberace is his own world. And in regards to that, by the way, Liberace is turning 100 years next, 2019. He'll be 100 right. years. So we're planning a lot of things. But as part of the foundation that is headed by Jonathan Warren, who is also a native of Las Vegas as well, and also a consul to Monaco, I might want to add, and along with Paulina Sparkle Biggs, who is also consul to Chile. Well, they got together with the consul of El Salvador, that's Consul Iglesias, who actually has owned the home since mm-hmm. The gentleman by the name of Hort Smith, who actually built it, had it before, as he passed, then that's when he was going to, Consul Iglesias was going to go ahead and actually sell it, because he was like, well, okay, well, maybe I'll keep it, maybe not. And they got together and decided that the foundation would have its home there, because years ago, Liberace's original museum that was on Tropicana was shuttered. And, of course, his home, which was on Shirley, was later on purchased by a gentleman who went on ahead and had it renovated and everything else and does private events there. But there's no affiliation with the Liberace Foundation. How, getting back to Michael now, so in 2006, then Michael meets everybody and he says, I would like to rent this home because the home has an underground that Hort Smith, Michael Jackson, and Consuelo Iglesias all kept their art in at one time or another.
And we're talking about a lot of art.
We're talking about a lot of art. We're talking about crates and everything all over the place and whatnot. And it's just an absolutely huge, huge thing. I actually personally handle doing tours in the home. It is at Liberace.com that anybody would want to go to.
Okay, well, remember that. Liberace.com.
Just go
enough.
Simple enough. Just go to Liberace.com, and it talks about the tours. And in doing so, the tours, which are about 2.5-3 hours, because the house is incorporated with not only Liberace, majority, of course, of Liberace's, but also some of Michael's as well, because Liberace and Michael were good buddies on top of that. Wow. You know, the relationships were so huge.
Well, I'm really glad you're doing that, because I'm afraid that we're going to lose the connection with how important Liberace was to this town. You know, he and Elvis Presley, it kind of frightens me a little as I talk to people. People are starting to forget, or, you know, beginning to forget, and they were so important and such great performers.
Tell you an interesting thing. It was Liberace who did a photo stunt shot with Elvis Presley when, again, the powers that be at the time didn't want Elvis Presley in the showroom.
Wow.
It was a residency. So they swapped outfits and instruments, and it became such a huge, huge, big, big blowing up thing. Elvis got his residency.
Well, you know, we were talking before about it, you know, people would make a joke about seeing Liberace, and then somebody, okay, they'd go out as a goof. They'd sit there and they'd be amazed at how entertaining this guy was.
Oh my goodness, yes. And he did everything to go up on the top, on the top, on the top. That's why when Michael switched over, when he started and actually brought the music business up and with just himself, is that we should all remember that too. And he came out with the, you know, with the Thriller and all the rest of that and so forth and so on, and the jackets and all the rest of that. Those were influences from Lee.
Yeah.
And we show you that. We show you the original costume that Lee had that Michael actually said, you know what? That's what I want. And Lee said, I tell you what, make it yours. And we also have another outfit that Prince said, that needs to make it yours. And so he wore this particular outfit, which you see, with different things, of course, on American Bandstand when he made his American Bandstand appearance. And that influence, again, was from Liberace, from Lee. Not
well,
my business.
And everybody you talk to, everybody, if they had any connection with him whatsoever, everybody liked him.
He was just a great guy. And somebody who could turn around and get on a television show, you know, he won 2 Emmys for his television show. And he was one of the first to even do the type of sequences and things that he had. And he ended up just going on ahead and leaving because time to make some more money. Now, we look at television money now, right? Time to make some more money. Gotta go. Gotta go. But he was one of the most generous and just knew how to play that audience and understood that it was, things were limitless.
Yeah.
Life, and so in looking at life, life is limited because we don't know what our times, you know, are going to be about. We don't know what's happening with all of that. And for me personally, my greatest outlook is always about putting smiles on people's faces.
Well, you certainly have put smiles on us here today. Lisa, let's tell people, first of all, the Liberace stuff, where do they go?
Go to Liberace.com. And we also have a light lunch we give you, too, at the end of that tour. And we bring you in on Lyft.
Well,
we so it's all
it's a winner.
Package.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then if they want to see you, and I suggest that highly, the dispensary, what do they do?
I'm a regular at the dispensary. You can just check the calendar, or you can go to Facebook. If you're on Facebook, under Lisa Gay, you can go there, or you can go to Reverb Nation. I'm on that. It's still Lisa Gay, Tony Drake, and the Gentleman of Thrill. It's a long name, but if you start typing in Lisa Gay, It'll come up. Reverb Nation. It'll show its way. Because I'm working on a website. I just, you know, just kind of been taking care of myself and getting myself good and healthy and everything.
That's good.
So now I'm sticking my nose and doing it, so forth and so on. But yeah. It all comes together. And we also include the Liberace garage, too, the car garage, okay. Where his famous Rolls Royce, which was the biggest Rolls Royce ever built, that he had, that he rolled up on stage. It's one of the most famous ones that you will see that is at the Car Museum as well, Hollywood Cars Museum.
We're going to do all that, Lisa. Thank you so much. Real joy. We hope to have you on again.
Thank you. I would look forward to doing all of that and bringing all my fun stuff with me yet again.
Well, thanks for listening. Next week, you'll meet John Katz of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, a great way to start out 2019. Have a great weekend. This is Stephen Maggi wishing you a very happy new year and reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
Viva!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.